Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 3, episode 10. We've made it finally to Miami. We're here.
Yeah. Hooray. We're here. Hooray.
Guys, rate, subscribe, review. We haven't gotten any new ratings or reviews. Sad. Just tell us, give us 5 stars and tell us what you love or hate about us. As long as it's 5 stars, I don't really care what you say.
I'll take 4. Alicia will only take 5, but I'll take 4. So just do it right now. Just stop. Like, you don't even have to stop listening. Just go do it right now.
Go into Apple Podcasts, click, leave a review, click 5 stars, write.
Make up a fake name. It's fine.
Wow, these girls are amazing. Would die if not listening to them. That is the exact, I just wrote it for you. It's perfect. Okay, so join our Facebook group. Same name as the podcast. Be careful if you're not looking for spoilers. We do sometimes post spoilers. I think I just posted one in there. But please join it. It's super fun. We're always posting news. And then follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Meredith, what can they get if they join? Let me tell them. Okay, so for $1 a month, you will, this is taking a long time. Sorry, Craptastic Blog. My head is not in it right now. I know she's going to murder me. I'm just kidding. So for $1 a month, we are able to give you access to our pre-show, which is where we catch up, get to know Meredith and I a lot better. It's super fun. I don't know anything more fun than that, but let me know if you do. And then you also get access to any episodes that we record early for this show, Vanderpump Rules, for our show One Season Wonders, where Meredith and I sit around and we talk about a show that only had one season because it's hilarious. Let me tell you.
So good. They couldn't give us more, and so bad they didn't want to give us more.
And we appreciate both sides. And then also Summer House, which is currently maybe still live. I don't even know. What day is it? So many days in the future, but we do have a Summer House Cup podcast. It's called Summer is Fun. It starts with season 5, which is the live season. And then we're going to do seasons 1 through 4. Honestly, this episode of Vanderpump Rules kind of reminded me of Summer House, which was fun. I loved it. So
yeah, since they were like all together at
and
once.
And they were all partying. There was a party montage where I just wrote party montage and I loved it. Okay. And then for $2 a month, you'll get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you'll get access to our after show, which is where Meredith and I do spoilers because we are doing this show spoiler free, but Meredith and I won't know what happened. So that's where the spoilers are. And then we'll also say your name on the podcast. So we have our girl, Jackie. We have our girl, Mariah, and we have our girl, Tracy. And Tracy actually told us that she's watching Vanderpump Rules for the first time, but she is donating $2 a month because she wants all the spoilers. So if you want to join Tracy with all the spoilers, this is your place. And then for $5 a month, you'll get everything I just mentioned. Plus, you'll have access to ask us questions for our after show. Jackie's great. She's fantastic because she's our patron of the episode, which is the other benefit you get if you donate $5 a month, but we only have one. So it's Jackie. Hooray, Jackie. Thank you so much. We love you so much.
Jackie of the episode.
We love you and your chickens. So I think that's it for that. Meredith, did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I think you crushed it. Oh, you did miss one thing.
Oh, you're right. Guys.
We have some insider knowledge.
We know who Craptastic Blog is. But in order to find out.
He, she, or they have revealed themselves.
In order to find out who Craptastic Blog is, you have to join our Patreon. We know we're talking with Craptastic Blog. But we reveal it on the Patreon because it's so funny, and I'll share
what
she or they
said. It's a spoiler.
Said.
It only it goes into the post show.
It only goes in the vault. So you have to join to see it. I think that's it, right? That was our big news.
That is it. That's it.
All right. So are you mixing it up? Because I'm not.
I made a decaf coffee because I really wanted another coffee, but it's 5 p.m.
I should have made my protein shake. Oh, well, I have water. Yay. All right. Are we ready? Let's get into it. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Sheena, after talking with Lisa, decided to invite Katie to Miami. Katie accepted, and then Sheena broke the news to Stassi, and Stassi now feels betrayed. Jax is trying to bang Vale. The boys went to San Diego, and it's possible that Jax banged a girl in the bathroom. Sandoval, if asked, will not lie to Tiffany, and Tiffany is supposed to come to Miami, and shit's about to go down. Boom. What is that? It's about to go down. That's Timber by Kesha yes. and someone else.
Yes.
Great. I love that. That was in my head. I love that. Okay, so we start out. We get an amazing packing montage.
Everyone's pumped. We're going to Miami.
We are packing. Sheena is so excited. Her and Shay are having joint bachelorette parties. Hopefully everyone can play nice. Kristen's totally going to overpack. Tom and Ariana have matching tiger shirts. What can honestly go wrong? So we go to Jax's apartment. Peter shows up and Jax has something wrong with his face. He got a head wound.
Oh my God.
How, you might ask. He tried to get up early this morning and he went to the store and he parked his truck at the store and then he saw his truck getting a ticket. So he ran over to stop the parking meter and he smacked his head and there was blood everywhere and he ran into
a glass door.
Oh yeah, glass door. There was blood everywhere. He got 10 stitches, but there was no damage to his nose.
And still got the parking ticket.
Still got the parking ticket. That's the funniest thing is that like A, thank God his nose wasn't hurt, but B, pay your fine.
Could you imagine if he had to get another nose job because he just walked into a glass sliding door?
That
embarrassing.
That's the funniest thing. Okay, so then we find out Tiffany was going to go to Miami, but you know, Jack said it's probably better if she doesn't because she doesn't know anyone and she would have to take time off work. And they decide to do their own vacation.
Yeah, he wouldn't really want to get to spend much time with her in Miami. So, you know, let's just do our own vacay. That's the reason why we're not bringing her.
Yeah, so it's just like, fuck it, Tiffany, don't even come. I love how Jax is like, I thought best if, like, Tiffany didn't come. You're welcome.
So I canceled her flight.
Yeah, T-God. Jax told Kristen this, and he said to her that he just needs space. And Katie knows that Jax doesn't want Tiffany around with all the rumors, and because Vale's going to be there, and we all know
there's Jax a potential that they could hook up in Miami.
Trying to bang Vale. Peter tells Jax about the veil rumors. Like, dude, we know you're trying to bang her. And Jax is just like, I'm just here to observe. Ha ha.
He's like, what? No, me never.
So now Kristen is talking to James about how Tom just cheated on Ariana in Miami. How can Ariana not know? We're going back to the scene of the fucking crime.
Not that she, like, feels for Ariana by any means.
No, it's more like, she's trying to destroy this relationship.
I can't wait for Jax to blow this all up.
And then Ariana's kind of nervous to go to Miami, not because Tom cheated on her there, but because Kristen is going to be there, and she never wastes an opportunity to waste a good time.
Yeah.
Or to ruin a good time, sorry. And then Jax kind of knows that this trip is going to be a fucking disaster, to say the least. But Sheena and Shay are getting married. They're happy. We're happy. I'm happy. You're happy. Everyone's happy. We love it.
Here's the thing is Sheena does mention they're going to do some separate activities and some together. I think the separate activities will actually go really well. It's the together moments.
Oh, see, I think the opposite. If we're together, there's more people. James and Kristen can kind of like do their own thing. And like Ariana won't have to be near Kristen and Katie won't have to be near Kristen.
Yes, that's true.
But also, girls are vicious, so if you put all the girls together, something's going to fucking
happen. I know. I think more, like, Kristen and Tom will be together, so that will help like, those things are separate. And Ariana's nice enough not to really play with Kristen.
That's true. Nice enough. She doesn't care enough. She's like, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so off we go. The airport. We're going to Miami. We get a great montage. This is what I'm talking about. The airplane montage. Everyone's sleeping, eating, chilling. At first, I was like, oh my God, these people think Miami's literally so far. Then I remember they're coming from California, so it is kind of a I was like, Chicago to Miami is like 3 hours, idiots. But no, that was my bad. Sorry.
This is probably, like a 6-hour flight.
I literally wrote down, I was like, why are they acting like this is the longest flight? And then I wrote, oh, wait. I
They're
didn't
on the
even
West
delete.
Coast.
You
Oh,
see all
God.
my horrible notes. So we made it to Miami. We're in a bus. Jax gives a happy, happy bachelorette party. Schwartz is so excited. He's never been to Miami with a girlfriend before. That's cute.
That
That's
is
cute.
cute.
But wait, Meredith, to ruin the good time, Sheena has to let Vale know that this is the gangbang
Oh my
van.
God. This is where Sheena thinks she's being a guy's girl. She's like,
It's not.
gangbang van, everyone. And everybody's like, let's not relive
Remember when
Mexico.
I said I wanted all of you to gangbang me in this van? Woo! And all the dudes are like, Jesus
And
Christ.
Shay again is like,
Whoa.
Fuck me. And Vale's like, I'm confused.
Vale's straight up like, this is already the worst trip in the world. I might die. I'm hoping no one goes to jail in a gangbang van.
Like, this group is super wholesome. Just kidding. I just hope I don't get arrested.
The worst. Okay, so because it's joint, we're still trying to keep boys and girls separated. So
I like this. I like this.
I think this is fun. So Ariana, Sheena, and the other bridesmaids have a room. Shay has his own room. Vale and Katie are sharing a room because they're girls and they really aren't friends with anyone else. So they're, you know, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
Tom and Tom were going to room together, and then Jax was going to stay with Tiffany, but because Tiffany is not coming, Jax is now with the Toms, and nobody wants to room with Kristen and James, so they're together. Great. I love it. 10 out of 10.
This honestly sounds like a perfect rooming thing. Jax is mooching off the boys, and here we go.
Sheena's room's lit. Like, it is the most dope room in the
world.
Yep,
her, like, mom, sister, and the other bridesmaids flew in early and decorated.
Jenna and Bridget.
Decked it out. You know, we got the streamers and the penis straws and
it's very bachelorette, and I love this. I gotta respect Sheena because when my bachelorette maybe comes around at some point, we'll see. I want penises everywhere. I want the big sash. I want to be like, I'm an idiot because I'm never like that.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be so fucking funny. Plus, I think it's so fucking funny when I see a bunch of wasted girls at a bachelorette party with penis straws. There's like nothing fucking funnier. So,
I love like the room decorated. I think it makes it really fun. And I don't mind a good penis straw too. Like you're doing a bachelorette. Like
it's
I don't
funny.
Want it everywhere, but like the fun little like, I don't even know, like the party favors, I guess is what you call them, but like are funny.
The only part I didn't like was that Sheena's mom and little sister are here, which I would be like,
yeah, I would bring my sister because she's older than me. My mom, I guess, would probably I would do an in-town bachelorette where it's like you bring those type of people.
Yeah.
And then one where you go with your friends.
Yeah, 100%. My sister just turned 21, so now she can come on the trip. And I know for a fact Sheena's sister in this is not 21. She's a lot younger than Sheena. So she is now pink. I just feel like even
it's
if my sister was
exposed.
18, I would be like, no penises for you.
Oh, God.
And then, yeah, my mom would be horrified. She'd be like, what's that penis?
Yeah. Well, Mama
so
Lisa
big.
Upgrades her room
oh, thank
and
God.
It comes with champagne. So we got a nice ass suite.
Yeah.
I love when Lisa upgrades the rooms.
Sheena did call to say thank you, which was so nice. We're sad Pandy can't make it. Pandora has to work at Pump. Oh, sad. Also, the Toms need to figure out how they're sleeping there with Jax. So there's one bed and one couch. But it's weird to have three guys in one bed because if you have two guys, you can go butt to butt. But if you have three guys, someone's spooning and there's penis to butt and we just don't want that.
Which I get this.
I
and
get
I
it.
Think Jack should be the one sleeping on the couch because it's not his original room. You screwed
I
up the
agree.
Plan.
Tom Sandoval is freaking out. He does not enjoy this. He's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, Jax. And Jax and Schwartz are like, it's fine. Come cuddle. We'll do it. We'll figure it out. Honestly, they're all going to be so drunk. They're not going to know where they fall asleep. It's not even going to fucking matter.
Yeah. What's the point of talking about it? They're just going to pass out somewhere.
Okay. Should we go to Pump?
Let's do it. Poor Pandy at Pump. I actually feel so bad for her.
I do too. So they're super busy tonight. They don't have a manager, but Pandora is going to come in, oversee everything. Pandora has been working in restaurants for 10 years, so she knows everything, especially at Lisa's restaurants. So she's missing Miami. But she's straight. Oh, what?
This is just interesting to me. The one who's like basically so rich, she would never have to work a day in her life, has to miss Miami, and all these servers and bartenders float off to Miami and just go get shit faced.
A part of me thinks Pandora is kind of thankful she doesn't have to go, because like Pandora doesn't deal with this shit, right? Can you imagine Pandora on that, like a boat getting hammered? No, like her and Jason would be like, we'll meet you for dinner or some shit, you know? So part of me is like, Pandora was probably like, you know what? I'll just, you know, do the bridal shower and shit and see you at the wedding.
That's true. This would be such a weird episode if Pandora was there the whole time.
But Pandora's straight to work. She's trying to fix a pump. We need to get the food out. We need glasses polished. Let's do it. No one's listening to Chef Penny. Everyone's listening to Pandora. I felt really bad. Chef Penny was like, hey, we got to get this out. And Pandy walks in and she's like, let's get it out. And then everyone was like, oh, now we need to get it out. Poor Chef
Penny. Yeah, but what sucks is like Lisa is also kind of micromanaging her.
Oh my God.
And she's even like, I'm super nervous. I feel like nobody can do it like I can.
Pandora's like, if you were going to manage, why the fuck did you invite me here? Like, I could have been in Miami, damn it. But we're fine. So back to Miami. We're doing dinner. We got bottle service. We got mom, little sister, Brooke and Jenna, the bridesmaid / friends. We got Jeremy, Ariana's brother. Hey, what's up, Jeremy? This is going to get great. We're going to load these guys up with vodka. Cheers. Yes.
This seems so fun. Already starting off solid.
But then who's going to ruin the good time? Fucking Kristen. She is crazy eyeing Tom Sandoval and Ariana in their matching tiger shirts like there is no tomorrow.
Okay, here's the thing. If he was, without all the craziness Kristen does bring, if my ex-boyfriend was wearing a matching shirt with his new girlfriend, I would probably be side-eyeing a lot too and just being like, what the fuck is this? Like, losers. Like, I would, like, not be happy either.
Kristen's just crazy. This bitch, I think she's just insane. She is just, and I get it. Matching shirts are stupid, but I hate that. Like, Kristen just looks like she's about to say something. And I'm just like,
she just looks like she's not having any, everybody else is wrapped up in their own world, like having a great time. Like, it's the first night. Like, how could you not be having a blast? You're not working. Like, let's go get shit face. And Kristen's already like upset.
Yeah. But, so Ariana announces, we have a little bit of an embarrassing game for Sheena, which, for the record, I think Sheena is not even a little bit embarrassed by this, but whatever.
No, because she's going to be the center of attention, so she loves it.
Okay, so she has to complete, she's 3 days to complete these tasks. Obtain a pair of men's underwear, which I think this was probably the hardest one you'd have to do, right? Okay. Get a picture taken with three strangers. Easy. Dance on the table or bar. Easy. Sign a man's ass. To which Sheena's mom is like, she won't do that. I know her. And I was like, Sheena's mom, come on.
Dude, if she's getting somebody's underwear, I think signing someone's ass is not that hard.
I've literally signed people's asses before. I like don't even know how hard. This is not even hard. public orgasm, real or fake? This is also probably the hardest. This is hard.
I think this one's kind of embarrassing.
This is bad. Vail gets the chance to do it. Sheena's delegating her work and she could do it with or without Jax. Haha, jokes. give a stranger a lap dance. Easy. Motorboat a D. Ha, Katie.
Got him.
Got her. And throw a drink in someone's face or pull a Tom Schwartz where you just nicely pour it over and let it all spill out on top of their head and
dunk waterfalls. It all over their head.
Just the typical night at Sir, as Sheena would say. So then Sheena gives her nice speech. Thank you so much for coming. This is great. Stassi was welcome to come, but
I don't like this. I think this her. Is so yeah, dumb.
This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. Sheena's like, fuck her. No offense, Katie. And then, but I think it was good it was brought up because this is where we find out Katie and Stassi aren't talking right now.
I love that it's Katie doesn't mention it. Everybody else is like, they're not talking right now.
You didn't get the memo? No, Sheena, okay.
It's kind of like when if somebody asks like about a boy, like somebody's significant other and you're like, we're actually not together anymore. And it's like awkward. It's like, they're not talking right now. Like, don't apologize to her about Stassi.
They broke up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. but Stassi's not happy that Katie is going to Miami and won't return any calls or texts.
Katie doesn't seem too bothered, which like I think I'm happy about.
Yeah, I think she's just more annoyed. Like, she knows, like, it's almost like, you know, your friend's mad and you're kind of like, well, what the fuck ever. You're wrong for being mad. Like, you're not even going to talk to me about it. I did nothing
wrong. So yeah. I'm going to go.
But this is where Kristen's like, oh my God. Like, she looks at Katie and she's like, Stassi's not talking to you. And Katie's like, no, she's mad I came. And Kristen's like, oh, that fucking sucks. It's not even fair. But
she's like trying to bond with Katie, like, oh, yeah, and I'm so like, sorry, yeah, and like be you. Supportive. And Katie's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Thank
like,
you so much.
You can say
But Kristen says she's not surprised that Stassi is icing out one of her friends, but she is surprised she's icing out Katie because that's her only real friend in LA. Which I was like, what about Christina Kelly? But
I thought the same thing. I thought the exact same thing.
I get it. Jen has a baby. She's not as like involved. Danny seems to be playing that middle really hard. But Christina Kelly has made her allegiance very strong.
So, yeah, but whatever.
No. Okay, so then we're switching topics. Jax, why didn't Tiffany come? You know, and Jax, he like thought about it and he thought it wouldn't like flow well with work and stuff. And she doesn't really know any of the girls. So like, she's just not going to come. She's just not going to come. That's the answer. That's the answer I'm going with.
That's the story I'm giving. That's the story I'm going to give you.
That's it. That's the story I'm giving.
And that's what he said. I was like, what? Like, don't admit you're just telling a story. Because I think Sheena mentioned, like, didn't you book everything? And he was like, yeah, it just like, story. When we really thought about it, it just wasn't going to work, even though everything was already planned out and
that's, timed perfectly. That's the fucking tea that I'm serving, okay? Fuck you.
Drink it up.
So Vale, though, asked him, he's like, are you and Tiffany on and off right now? Are you in an open relationship? And Jax is just like, you know, it's fucking complicated, Vale. Don't even fucking worry about it. Like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with San Diego. Yeah. I'm like, it's fine. I acted single, but like, listen, I'm not single, but like we're fine. We're good.
Oh my God. I love Katie being like, does it have to do with San Diego? And he's like, well, I mean,
no.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. But like, it's fine. We're fine. We're fine, everyone. Tom Schwartz, he does want to see Jax get what's coming, but Jax will take any truths he has about the Toms, which we know, multiply it by 1,000 and then share it amongst everyone to cause issues. And that's exactly what Jack starts doing because people are questioning him. He's like, if we want to get truthful, I got truths on all of you. So like, don't even fucking worry. I'm just fucked.
He's like, none of you guys here are perfect. And Katie's like, we never claimed to be. Like, calm down, buddy. Calm down.
The two funniest phrases were, that's the story I'm giving. And none of you guys are perfect. And it's literally like, you sound insane. Stop deflecting. Ariana loves this though. They did a quick like look at her and Tom Sandoval, you could tell, was getting a little mad, but Ariana is like holding back her laughter, which was me watching this.
Spazzing. You could tell he like clearly doesn't want to talk about this, is ready to throw anything on the wall and hope it sticks. And just is like, listen, nothing happened. We're fine. It's not about San Diego, but yeah, she's pissed. I acted single. But she's not mad.
I'm going to pick the shit out of everyone. And Katie's like, you already do that. So, like, what's happening?
Everybody else talking to him is calm. And he's just like, listen, I'm going to just take you all down. And Katie's like, you've already taken us all down.
None of us are surprised. Okay. We take the party back to Sheena's hotel room. James is weirdly feeling Kristen's boot padding. That was fun to watch. Sheena then goes around hitting everyone with her penis wand and Jax licks it, which was wrong. So then Tom and Ariana talk really quick about how Kristen's trying to act like she's having more fun with everyone else than she really is. And we get this great edit of her fucking fake laughing that I watched 3 times. She's like,
I love that. I have been, everybody's been in scenarios where you're like not surrounded by everyone you love in a scenario. Like obviously Kristen and James are kind of on an island here, only really on great terms with the future bride and groom. So like you got to really put an effort to like have a good time and show people like you're fine and like you're gonna be chill. So it's like, oh my God, yeah, like you're really engaging in conversation because it's just naturally not coming to
you. So I was trying to figure out how the table was set up, right? Because I was trying to figure out, it always looked like Kristen was laughing opposite of Tom and Ariana. So like if she turned to her right, Tom and Ariana were there. If she turned to her left, that's when she was like laughing and chatting.
Yes.
I think that's where Sheena's mom was.
Oh, was it?
I think so. So like Rashina's little sister. So she was like, ha. I'm good friends with Sheena's
Well,
family. Ha.
at my friend's bachelorette, actually recently, like we just did like a dinner and like a few games. I didn't really know anyone, and I talked to like her future in-laws. So like I get that. It's like all these friends already are close to each other. So it's like
Yeah.
you can befriend the family because like they kind of have no one either.
Yeah. Hello, Sheena's fam. So Ariana's just sick of Kristen because Kristen destroys fun. That's great. I love it. Vail looks like she's having absolutely no fun. She looks like, okay, if at first I was like, Vail is sober, standing around watching drunk people.
But when she
That's
started
what
playing with
Vail
her
looks like.
hair, I was like, "You're shit." I do that when I'm drunk. I start playing, like putting my hair up.
Vail is the best shit face person. She later says she blacked out, and I was really like, you were the most sober person there.
Right? She handles it so well, except
Yeah.
her putting her hair up was not like a normal. That was her tell, is like, if you put your hair up when you're
Oh, okay.
sober, you know what you're doing. When she was
Yeah.
just like throwing it around, like.
Okay, I missed that. I thought she just didn't have a hair tie, so she was like fucking
I
around
don't
with
think
it.
she did, but like I
Okay,
do that. I do
got
that
it.
when I'm really drunk. My friend actually commented on it about it on Sunday. So like
Oh.
I noticed it because I was like, when I'm feeling myself and I'm really happy, I just start jacking with my hair.
Oh, interesting. You know who is hammered? James. James is so effing hammered. I can't get enough. So, Tiffany at this hotel party decides to call Jax, because ever since San Diego, there's been some
No, I
issues.
think Jack's called Tiffany.
Oh, did I miss that? Is he drunk dialing his girlfriend?
I think he called her.
Oh man, I don't even know.
Whatever, they
Maybe
talk.
they talk. She's short with him, and he's like, "Don't be short with me." And she's like, "I don't even know." And then they're like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go to bed soon. I love you. I love you. Bye." That was like their whole conversation.
Well,
And
he
then,
also tells us that there's no trust because ever since San Diego went down, she really can't trust him, which I
oh.
agree.
We get that the pickup truck scene where he's like, "Remember I told you about the girl that like tried to get my dick in the bathroom?" And she's like, "No.
No, you
No."
didn't tell me any of this, which San Diego was like
A
a minor
mess.
trip, and here's a bachelor, bachelorette with all these people you know, a city you used to live in, and like you
Yeah.
guys are gonna go off. Like, I would be fucking terrified.
Yeah, 1,000%. So, they eventually hang up after they say they love each other, and then Jax goes, "Let's fucking party." So we're gonna fucking party some more.
Sounds like a
And then,
good sign after you get off the phone with your girlfriend who doesn't
yeah,
trust you.
after you tell her that you're about to go to bed soon, yeah, it's
Yeah.
awesome. Okay, so then Jax and Vail chat for a little bit.
This is
Jax
when
is,
she's like jacking with her hair and you can tell
yeah.
she's drunk.
Jax is hammered because he's sitting there. He starts the conversation and he's like, "People, what do you think about this group? Like, everyone has their own demons and secrets, and they don't own it." And I'm like a fucking awful person. And Vail's like, "No, you're not." And I'm like, "Why the fuck's Vail sticking up for him?" If someone's like, "I'm a bad person," I'm inclined to be like, "Yeah, everyone else thinks so, and like you also think so." So like,
Well,
probably.
here's the thing though, but like a lot of people are self-deprecating. So if you met someone new and they're like, "I'm such a terrible person," you'd be like, "No, you're not. Like, come on, it's not that bad. Like, I know you screwed up, but like I feel like you talk to somebody like that. I don't think you'd be like, "Yeah, you are a fucking horrible person." I bet you'd be like, "No, I bet you just
I
screwed
mean,
up, you know?"
I'm self-deprecating and I straight up am like, I'm the best person you're ever gonna meet.
Oh.
Don't get it twisted.
I am not. I do. I pull this shit that Jack says. I'm like, I'm such an asshole. Don't talk to me. I'm the worst. Especially with people I like. I tell people I'm like the worst. It's kind of like a defense mechanism. And then people
Okay.
tell you're so great.
I do that with people that are close to me, but someone I just met, I'm not gonna be like, "You're not gonna want to be my friend. I'm the worst."
I do
That's
that shit
a
all the
lot.
time.
You're a mess. Get it together.
But I know I'm a mess. I'm just like way honest about it when I'm drunk.
I mean, Jax knows he's a mess. He's doing this, and Vail fucking falls for it. She's
It
like,
works. I'm telling you, it works. And he knows it
"You're
works. I know it works. I've pulled this with guys
this
I've
is
just met who I
so.
like.
Oh my God, I can't." So this is a move. This is a move that actually works, and I
I
hate
don't think
it.
for me, it's not like super calculated. I just know when I get drunk, like this can totally happen. I've done this.
I just, Jax repeatedly says, he's like, yeah, I'm not a good person. I'm not great. And she's like, yes, you are. You're such a good person. And I'm like, bail. If
She's
there's
like, you
smoke, there's
can be a
fire.
good person. I know you've done some terrible things and you're probably an asshole, but like, that's the old you. She just like is way too granola for me in a way where it's like, everybody's great. Just get in touch and you can move forward on a great path.
Here's the thing about you and your friends is you would probably be like, I'm such an asshole. I'm the worst person. And your friends would be like, I mean, she like sucks, but she's not that fucking bad. Calm down. Whereas Jax says it and all of his friends are like, no, he's actually the worst person in the world. And Vale is still like, no, he's not. I love him.
Yeah. Well, my friends are like me an asshole. Like my, me and my girlfriend, not said some mean things, but like made some jokes about like one of our friends and they made her apologize. And me, they were like, we just know who you are.
Like, I love that.
That's normal.
I mean, yeah. Like if I was like, I'm the worst person in the world, my friends would be like, not the world. Like you're not great, but you're not the worst. And I'd be like, ha, thanks. But no, everyone is like, smoke, there's fire, there's smoke. And Vale's like, I see nothing but clear blue skies and water.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
True.
And she says he's hard not to love.
Oh, I hated that.
His ass is hard to love. Are you fucking kidding me, Vale? Have you seen these girls? They're all fucking destroyed. And even Jax is like, I'm poison. Vale wants poison in her vagina.
Oh, the way he was talking about that in his interview, I was like, ugh. At least try and own that. Like, you aren't actively trying to sleep with someone else while you're dating someone. Like, just pretend even after the fact.
Nope, never. Sandoval gets a pretty good idea about who Vale is. He's learning that she has really bad taste in men, which I think we all have now realized.
We can all see that.
Okay, so now we quickly go back to Pump. We're staying on top of it. Pandora needs the food.
She is scolding that chef.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Lisa loves giving the reins to Pandora. She's going to go out and drink a little. And Pandora's like, thanks so much for being my slave driver. And Lisa's like, remember, I changed your diapers. And Pandora says she's going to soon be changing Lisa's diapers. Ha. Fun banter.
Mother daughter working at a restaurant together.
Okay. Next day we are in Miami. Everyone's waking up. It's a wake up montage.
Man, what a night we all had.
My God. Okay. The times are all cuddled up, but we got to get up. And they're like, wait, Jax, what happened with you and Vale? She was creeping hardcore last night, which she totally was. She was totally trying to go Jax. 100%.
Oh yeah.
And Jack says he's happy with Tiffany and doesn't want to jeopardize his relationship.
I think it's hilarious the bullshit Jack can say, like, when he's sober and then his, like, actions when he gets drunk.
And it's videotaped. Like, that's the best part is we're fucking watching it.
He just, like, pretends like nobody watches and compares notes. Even the people who are there, like, in the moment. It's like, you say this and then you're flirting with Tiffany or Vale the night before.
I know, we all get it. But Katie asked Vale about last night. This is where Vale's like, she was so drunk she doesn't even remember how she got home. And I'm like, ma'am, you were not that drunk. I didn't think you were that drunk, ma'am.
Dude, what happened after, like, we didn't get the rest of the night, we didn't see people like going home, so like, shit, what did Vale do?
I also love Vale tells Katie that Jax is so suave and he feels like he's a bad person. And Katie's like, yeah, he is a bad person. You're about to get Jaxed, Vale. Vale, you about to get Jaxed. You better watch yourself.
Which Katie also says, like, Jax operates with confusion around his relationship while he's like trying to get with the next girl. And I was like, oh my God, he really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This dude is rarely single. Like, fully single.
Like, think between the, like, Laura Lee and, like, Stassi weirdness.
Yeah. It was confusion. He got a new girl. He didn't want that girl because then he went back to the old girl. And then what was last season?
He was just trying to win Stassi back the entire time.
He's winning Stassi back. And then he had Carmen and Tiffany. And then he decided on Tiffany. And soon he's going to try to go back with Carmen. And he's got
but
Vale.
He's, yeah.
Dude's everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude's messy. So then
100%.
Everyone's getting ready for a boat ride. Jax is doing push-up. Kristen hates the ocean, so this boat ride's about to be so much fun for her. But she's just going to push Ariana into the ocean, which, love it. Whatever.
Yay.
Kristen with her skinny-ass chicken arms thinks she's going to push off Ariana. She's got another thing coming.
Who did she say she was trying to recruit? I think Vale to help her.
Vale said she pushed someone off the boat with me. And James is like, who's that? And she goes, rhymes with Dariana.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Dariana.
So got funny.
It. I don't even know who that is. Crazy. So now we're on the boat called the Beach Lady. And we are going to do shots of Chardonnay. Sheena has on the world's ugliest sunglasses.
Do we not have any other alcohol this entire boat ride? They are just drinking wine? Straight out of wine bottles.
Wine. Yeah, it's all wine. Sheena's got those ugly ass sunglasses. Did you see these things? The ugliest thing.
I don't.
The ugliest thing.
I can't even keep track of Sheena's outfits because in my opinion, they're all horrible.
Ugliest thing I've ever seen. She does motorboat Shay's dick.
Check.
Gets it a 10 out of 10. It's great.
See, I like this. They're now it's funny. They're moving past it. They're not doing maliciously. They're all laughing together about it.
Yeah, it's very funny. We reach the beach. It's a fucking party. Sheena is so happy we left the baggage. Stassi at home. Whatever. Great.
I think it's you're all on a boat in Miami and there's alcohol. And like you said, there's enough people that you can avoid the people you don't like.
Yeah. Sandoval, this is why he loves this group of friends. It's so much fun. This is like old times. They're all just partying. This looked fun. If my friends and I could get this boat, I want to do it.
I was shocked at how well this was going, actually. I was like, wow, when is the other shoe going to drop? Because we had nothing but positive. And we've even discussed Stassi and Jax in San Diego. We've discussed some controversial topics. So.
And it's been fine.
Yeah.
Sheena does pour a drink on Schwartz's head.
Check.
So Kristen cracks me up. She is throwing these looks at Ariana and she's like, Ariana doesn't even fucking notice these looks I'm throwing her way. Meanwhile, Ariana is the hottest dancer on this boat, right? She's twerking. She's moving her body rolls. She is
having a good ass time in her own world.
This bitch has no idea Kristen exists and Kristen cannot stop fucking shooting daggers and just missing. She's completely missing.
And she's like, I wish these would translate into words. I'm like, you can talk. You know you can talk.
I was like, fuck you, Kristen. This is the funniest thing because Ariana is having the best time and you are so fixated on making sure Ariana doesn't have a good time that you're having a bad time and Ariana is still having a horrible time.
Have you ever been in this situation though where you're Ariana and you do notice? Yeah, so then you play up how I always then play up how great of a time I'm having.
How awesome it is.
I'm like, don't look in their direction. Be so in your own world. Even if I think Ariana may have probably noticed, but she's like, why am I going to get caught up in this?
She had her sunglasses on. She didn't have to notice if she didn't want to. You know, she didn't have
to. Blocking out the haters.
She got it. So then a motherfucking hurricane starts to come. Jax is in the ocean. They're like, just leave him.
Running on and climbing the ladder as they're backing out.
So good. So Jax has been on his phone the whole time. And Sandoval's like, dude, what's up? We're on a boat in Miami. A, this was before phones were quote unquote waterproof. B, what are you doing?
I have lost some phones in water and this is how you do it. Why don't you have your phone in a baggie? You put it in a baggie.
Put it in a baggie. Jax is texting a little bit of Tiffany, a little bit of Carmen. He's texting them both. It was out of the blue that him and Carmen started talking again. And he loves her. I mean, loved her.
When he says loves her in his interview, I was like, oh my, you don't even know what love is, dude.
It was like when Kristen called Tom baby and we were all just like, oh,
we're like, God. Stop speaking.
Babe, why? Oh, God. And he's like, at least I'm owning it. And Sandoval's like, no, that's not owning. No,
That's not owning it. That's not owning it. Because if they brought it up in front of Tiffany, he would lie. He would not own it.
Yeah, everyone knows but Tiffany. And he's about to book Carmen a flight to Miami. Actually, he told Tiffany and Carmen that he would immediately fly them out to Miami. So the first one that answers is the one he's going to fly out.
How confusing is this for Tiffany? Like, you canceled all my shit and said I shouldn't come. Mm-hmm. But then you're texting me saying, like, I'll buy your flight. We already had a flight bought, like, purchase.
That's why Tiffany right now is probably texting him back. Shut the fuck up. This is so effing annoying. Like, I'm working. I didn't take off. And this is Carmen going, you've got to be effing kidding me, dude. You dumped me at a pizza place before I got my soda. You're fucking kidding me.
I would just fuck with Jack, screenshot that shit, and send it to Tiffany.
That's great. I love that. So now we're gonna play a fun game, Meredith. This is my favorite game they played. You're gonna pick a name out of the hat, and whoever you pick, you have to act out. I just wish they acted it out better than they did, because this game,
I know,
really went
they
well.
All just said words, so it was like obvious. Well, I wish, Kristen, they actually acted it out.
I tried to play this game along with them. I was like, oh, who is this, right? Kristen walks up and she's like, party's here. And I was like, this could be literally fucking anyone.
I was thinking the same thing, but they're all like, Peter! But I guess when you like spend so much time with these people, you like, and they showed some replays where Peter walks in and is always like, let's get this party started. Like,
the party can now begin.
Yeah, that was it. Just always have those phrases.
And then Sandoval goes up. I guess I just don't know them well enough, because Sandoval goes up and he's like, scoobity-doo-boo-boo. And I'm like, who the fuck is that?
I guess Schwartz, because he's super fucking weird.
I was like, who the hell? And then you get Schwartz and he's like, scoobity-doo-boo-boo. And I was like, who the fuck? Everyone immediately knew it but
me. With the Peter one, my initial thought was maybe Jax. And then with Sandoval's, or in Sandoval impersonating Schwartz, I thought Schwartz, because who else would fucking say that?
Scoobity-doo. I don't know. I was like, who is this? Scoobity-doo-boo-boo. I hate it. Sorry. Okay, so then I got Katie's. I covered your fucking ass.
Yeah, that was good. Like, the voice. The
I covered your fucking ass. Got it. And then Schwartz, I don't even know what he did. Oh, he goes, hey, it's hard being a lady killer with a 14-inch penis. And everyone was like, who?
I thought it was going to be Jax then.
I thought it was Jax. I did too. I was like, just fucking ladies, 14-inch penis. Because Jax would say that he has a 14-inch penis. And I was 100%. Like, oh. And Schwartz goes, it's me. Where? Okay.
Oh, God.
So now we're in Miami. The boys are out to dinner. The girls are out to dinner. We're going to go back and forth, but we're going to do our best to stay chronological, whatever.
Yes.
So the boys arrive at dinner. They forgot James.
Outside, they all realize, where's James?
Well, Shay's like, where's James? And I think Shay, his other friend, and then Ariana's brother all came together.
Yeah.
And they must have not come from the hotel, because then it was the Toms and Jacks, and they're like,
no,
fuck.
I think they did. I think they just left at different times, because Tom says, like, we thought he was coming with you. Like, I think they must have just, like, grouped up. And also think three and three in the back of like a cab or like an Uber is not that weird. So then you're like, oh, they've got him.
Sorry, yawn. Yeah, I guess. Poor James. He does walk
in
late.
I can see this happening, because think about it. Like, James is like a floater in this group.
That's true. You don't know where he's going to fit in.
Sheena probably told Shay, like, you got to watch out for Jeremy. And then the other one is like, Shay's probably like best man.
Yeah.
But also, where's Peter?
I don't think Peter and Shay are that close.
But you wouldn't go to the girls' dinner.
Peter wasn't in Miami.
Oh, you're right. I was just thinking we just said Peter's name.
No. Peter was not invited. Him and Shay are not that close.
You're right. He's working. Okay. Yeah. So James is just a floater. He got like left behind. Here's the thing. If I was the Toms and Jacks, I would not. It is not my responsibility to make sure like James.
Yeah, it's
in
more
the car.
Shay's responsibility. Yeah, 100%.
Especially because none of them like him.
Yeah, I did kind of feel bad. I was like, oh, poor James. But he comes in with ease. He's like, you stupid wankers. You fucking fucked up. You left me. Funny.
I think they did it semi on purpose. Like, they purposely did not reach out to him. But I don't think it's like, let's leave James at the hotel. I think it's like, 100%. I'm not going to see if he's cool. Like, if he wants
it's
to come
fine.
In our car.
It's not a big deal. Honestly, I've known girls to like make this a big deal. And I'm always just like, it's literally not. I would walk in the same way James did, where I'm like, you bitches fucking left my ass. Fuck you.
Yeah, you gotta play it off fun. So then like you don't look petty.
But I've had girls straight up be like, well, I guess I just like I shouldn't even be here because you didn't even want me here. And I'm like, well, just fucking James does
it
great.
An accident.
James plays it out right. So then the girls are at dinner. This is Sheena's trip to Miami, right? She's been here before, but this trip, it's all about her. It's all about her and her friends. She's doing what she wants to do. She fucking loves this. And she gives like a little speech. She says, it's nice to have everyone here, even though we don't get along, to which Kristen is like, what are you talking about? Fuck you, Kristen. Just shut up. And then Katie does a nice little speech where she's thanks Sheena for inviting her and says, it's nice to kind of feel like you have a family here. I'm meant to be included, which I appreciate. Yeah. I think Katie's just more happy that she was included to hang out with Schwartz. But I think it's nice too that the girls are being kind to her. Like initially it was like, thanks so I can hang out with my boyfriend. But now it's like, thank you.
And we're in a better place. Yeah. Like we're moving forward.
Which I appreciate. I love a good move forward. Like, fuck it. So, she says she's like kind of friends with Sheena. And now we're going to check some shit off the list. Right. So they meet this guy
just like walks up. I love when shit like this happens, when a drunk ass guy just walks up and tries to flirt with a whole table of girls.
Yeah.
It's like, is this shooting your shot really going to work here?
And then there's like a second guy that kind of appears for a hot second, but like never is talked about again. So Sheena's like,
those two were friends.
The big guy?
I think the two guys, because there was one on either side of Sheena.
Yeah.
And they like, Sheena was like, oh, we're trying to get his boxers. And he was like, oh, give them. Come on, just do it, dude. And he's like, okay.
I love Sheena's like, are either of you wearing like boxers or briefs? And the friend is like, that guy is. He'll give them to you. I was like, great. So the dude agrees. He gives Sheena his underwear. I don't know if they actually kept it, but they took a picture with the underwear out of the guy.
I would not want to keep it. Why do you want to carry that around?
That's true. And then Sheena does sign his ass, which I was like, mom, duh. This is the easiest one on the list.
Well, I kind of thought it was ridiculous that she got a double up. Like, you can't do both.
You should find a different guy's ass.
Yeah. That one's not that hard sign someone's ass, especially if you go to, like, a club, because you just have to, like, push your pants down a little bit.
You just got to be like, if you walk up to any drunk guy and you're like, can I sign your ass with this marker? They're going to be like, here's my ass.
Especially when you have like all the penis straws, and I'm sure like a veil could come out later.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta be like, it's my bachelorette party. On my 21st birthday, I had a list of 21 things to do. And literally I would just walk up to people and be like, I'm supposed to kiss 21 people. Can I kiss you? And they'd be like, no one fucking cares.
Yeah.
Like, just make the excuse of why you're doing this. And it's fine. So back at Pump's running so smoothly. There's some pump virgins in the house tonight. What? Pandora's doing a great job. Without Pandora, the restaurant would have suffered because there was no manager. But with Pandora, we are thriving.
She's at the bar. She's now like chatting with the bartenders about how we don't put that much ice in a sangria.
Fucking get it together, Richard. I don't know if it's Richard or not, but there's a guy named Richard that appears every so often. Yeah, everyone's being so naughty in Miami, but it's fine because we're rocking Pump. Pandora is the perfect daughter that Lisa could have ever asked for. They're basically the same person. We love it.
She can just follow along via Instagram, you know, what's happening in Miami.
Perfect. So now we're back at the boys' dinner. We're all friends here. We don't hold grudges. Ha ha ha. Speaking of Vail, basically they're like, speaking of grudges, let's talk about Vail, which I don't know how the transition comes, but it comes. We're talking about Vail. Jax brings these girls around and they all be, this is Sandoval. He says, Jax brings girls that he dates. Everyone becomes friends with these girls. And then the next week he's on to something else, but he's screwing over the girl that they're now friends with. So like,
fuck Jax. And they just have to sit there and like, kind of like play along.
Yeah. And Sandoval's like, dude, he starts joking. This is the funniest thing. He's sitting there. He's like, guys, like last week, it was so fucking funny. Tiffany has this great room in San Diego. And then Jax bangs a girl in the, like, or he brings up girls to the room and bangs one in the bathroom. Ha ha, jokes. And you could just tell Schwartz is like, oh no.
Schwartz is like, I am not speaking on anything that has to do with San Diego. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to confirm nor deny. I'm not on either side. I'm Switzerland.
Jack says he actually didn't fuck a girl in the bathroom, and Sandoval wasn't even there. And Sandoval's like, I was there. I was literally in the room next door. So I don't know. And Schwartz in the background is like, stop this. No one's stopping this. Sandoval then brings up that if him or Schwartz had done anything, Jax would have told everyone. And then Jax says, well, we don't talk about what happened in Miami, AKA Sandoval cheating on Ariana. And Schwartz does say those rumors are bullshit.
Yes. And I mean, Sandoval says the same card that Jax just said, you weren't even there, Jax says, like, Sandoval wasn't there for the San Diego moment, which technically he wasn't in the bathroom, but he was in the hotel room, this, like, in the area. Whereas Sandoval lets us know that Jax was nowhere near the Miami moment, because when they went to the club, then Jax left with a girl, was fucking her on the beach, which,
hell yeah,
I've heard that's kind of very messy. But yeah, Jax was not there at all. And Sandoval and Schwartz were. So, like, whose word are you going to take on that one?
James is straight up like, these old men.
He's like, here we go. We're like talking about the Miami girl.
He's just like, these are grown ass men that are ridiculous. But I'm going to text about it. So he starts texting Kristen that the Miami girl is being brought up. And Kristen gets her text. And she is not a sly texter. This bitch looks at her phone.
She's like around, smiling.
Smiles.
Like, ooh.
Does that thing where she's like, I hope no one's looking at me while she
makes where you like raise everyone. Your eyebrows and you're like, salacious details. Yeah.
It's like the moment when like if I receive something saucy on like a public transportation, I'll jokingly be like, oh my God. Like,
I know, like, you don't say anything, but yeah, your eyebrows are doing it where you're like, your eyes get a little wide and you're like,
or like, this is stupid, but have you ever been in the middle of a good book and something crazy happens and you're like, anyone else? Yeah. Anyone else see that?
I usually stand up and I'm like,
but here's the thing. If you're with all your friends or like in this situation and you get a saucy text message, you don't want to make it known that you're getting a saucy text message. But Kristen does. I think maybe she wanted to make it known. She did this on purpose.
Here's the thing is Kristen like wants to, in quotes, look like she was trying not to show people. But she wants someone to ask her what she was looking at. She played this exactly how she wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm. So, Kristen won't share. Everyone's like, what are you doing? And she's
everybody obviously sees her face. She's like, oh, I can't tell you later. I'll talk about it.
She looks at Sheena and she goes, just from the boys' dinner. I'll tell you later. And then she decides she needs to go to the bathroom. And this dumbass bitch leaves her phone. No,
she did that purposely. Who doesn't? Yeah. Who takes their whole purse to the bathroom and leaves their phone on the table?
But I'm just saying, dumbass bitch. Like, you should have just told everyone then. You're so dumb. Of course, everyone's going to look at your dumbass phone.
She wanted that. No, she wanted it so then it's not her fault. She didn't bring it to the table.
Oh, like, I hate it.
Ariana, they can't yell at her that she was attacking Ariana or making a big deal, but she wants it out there without her having to do the dirty work. She doesn't want blood on her hands. She played this perfectly.
I hate it.
It was just too obviously played up.
I hate it. So she leaves her phone unlocked, messages up, and Vale's like, here I go, which I was impressed with Vale. She's the one that goes for the phone and opens it and starts reading the messages.
I was shocked she did this.
Vale, who are you? She reads the messages. They're basically about, you know, we're talking about Jax and Tom and what they did and their respective trips. Basically, we didn't get all the good text messages, but that was the highlights. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And then Kristen comes back and everyone's like, hey, can we hear about what happened at the boys' dinner? And Kristen's just like, no.
Yeah. Oh
my God. I love it.
This is ridiculous.
So then we're back at boys' dinner. Jax and Tom are still arguing about who fucked who and who was there when they fucked whoever in whatever state. I think Schwartz hates this because it's his two best friends. James is getting all the tea. And I'm pretty sure everyone else at this table literally could not care less. Shay looks so bored.
This is so dumb because this rumor already, as we remember, was already spewed about at the beginning of the season. Like, nobody really latched on to it.
Shay looks straight up bored. I'm sure Jeremy, Ariana's brother, doesn't give a fuck. And that other dude who doesn't know any of these people super doesn't give a fuck. So this is stupid. Eventually, I think they get the vibe that no one wants to listen to this. So Jax gets up and leaves the bar or goes to the bar, and Sandoval joins him. And Sandoval's like, hey, Jax, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. You're being an unreliable friend. And Jax is like, I consider the Toms to be my brothers. And this is the only two people that I fuck over.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? So Sandoval says that he shouldn't have to ask Jax to lie for him. The fuck does that mean?
No, I think because at some point Jax says like, you know, I think he's just saying in a like sense of all the activities they do, like, I shouldn't have to be like, you're lying for me. Like, you shouldn't feel the need to like tell the truth to everyone. Like, you should have bro code first off. I think he's just making it a thing about bro code. If this was true, like, I shouldn't have to tell you to lie for me. Like, we should all have each other's backs. Like, we're brothers in this sense. Like, if he did something, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. Like, it shouldn't be like a choice. You should always have my back. I think he's talking about it in like a high level sense of always has his back. No questions asked. Like, I shouldn't have to ask you to have my back.
This super sounded suspicious when he was like, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I was like, lie about what? What are we lying? What's the lie?
I agree. But they like all confirm that like nothing happened.
True. Okay. So then Jax again says that, you know, these are his two best friends. They're his brothers. And these are the only two people that he constantly fucks up their lives. Which again, I'm like, what is your damage, dude? I know you're going to therapy, but let's talk about this in therapy. I think Jax is that friend that if one of his other friends is succeeding, he doesn't care. He's not happy for that friend because he wants to succeed. So when his friends are in healthy, stable relationships, having a great life, he's mad because he's not. So now he retaliates and destroys it all.
Yeah, I don't think it's full on about like them having success in the relationships. I think it's so selfish about that they're not spending time with him. Like, it's always about happening to him. And he's like, if they were single and not spending time with him, like spending time with other friends, he would attack those friendships. Then it's just whatever is distracting him. If it was work, I bet he would like ruin something with work for them. Like, it's about like when Schwartz said that, like, Jax is a jealous friend. It like clicked with me that like, Jax just needs all this attention constantly. Like, he wants people, and I think he enjoys the gossip. Like, I catch myself sometimes like enjoying like the gossip train, and it's kind of fun. And then you're like, all right, this is getting fucked up. Like, I'm tired of like talking about all this shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sandoval is just like, stop fucking us over then. Stop ratting us out to everyone. Okay. Like, that will never happen, but like, it's a good thought.
This was really passionate. I like this one-on-one. They're like discussing it. This is the only way I think Sandoval could get to Jax.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, and that's really where it ends. I thought the episode ended really abruptly, and I was like, yeah, it's over. But next time, Miami continues. Lisa talks to Stassi about how she handles her friends, and Stassi snaps at Lisa. John comes to Miami, which is an old friend of Jax and Tom Sandoval's, and we get some dirt. There were rumors about Jax and John being together. And then
Ariana, blast from the past.
Ariana cries in a taxi about Kristen, and Kristen and Tom reconcile.
Wow.
My notes were so short because I felt like a lot of the time they were partying, which I like appreciate. I know it calls for shorter episodes. Also, there was nothing to like really unfold. Like,
there was no like debate. Our longer episodes are always when we debate things.
Yeah. And there was nothing to debate here.
This was cut and dry.
Okay. We have to approve and block people.
Except.
Oh, I wrote approved and I knew it wasn't right, but I kept it. Except and block people. Who am I? Fuck.
I know. I have mine written. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go.
Let's do accepted. I feel like okay. Sheena gets the accepted.
That was
center
mine.
Of attention.
We're gonna do it. Yeah.
You
we
know,
both have the same one. Yeah.
She gets an upgraded suite from Lisa, her friends
she's got
and family.
A penis wand.
Yeah, decorate
she's,
everything.
Oh my god, it's all about her. Okay,
that's it.
Swag. Yeah, same with Sheena. I love it. Because it's her bachelorette party, you know, like maybe next week I'll give it to someone else, but like Sheena's living her life. This is it, you know.
This is her moment.
She
gets it.
I'll give it to her. Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd want to follow along the bachelorette activities.
Same. I'd be Pandora seeing what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do I never want to see again for a week?
I have like an either or situation. So if you know.
No, I don't. You can go first because I
think. Well, I'm going to think Black Jax. I think it's really shitty he canceled Tiffany's trip just because he was scared about like San Diego. And it seems like he canceled it very last minute. Like, I'm sad about that. And then he just sucks. Like, that first dinner, he, like, it was about the, like, San Diego moment. The second dinner was about the San Diego moment. Also, the fact that he's flirting with Carmen, like, and simultaneously trying to get just one girl to come be with him. Like,
while he has Vail.
Problem.
While he has
Vail
there.
Then he's flirting with Vail that night. Like, this is fucked up.
Honestly, I was going to block someone, but I just remembered someone else that I think had a bad episode that I'm going to do it. I'm going to block Vail. I did it. I don't want this. If everyone over and over again is like, this dude sucks. And then even this dude is like, I suck. And she's still like, I don't see it. I blackout drunk and I don't know what happened. And you know what happened.
I guess she does want poison in her vagina.
Give us the tea. Also, she straight up asked Jax at dinner, are you and Tiffany like on or off, in or out? What's happening?
Yeah.
And Jax is like, I don't know. This is my story. This is what's happening. I don't know. Shut the fuck up.
His response was, I act single, but I'm not, I shouldn't.
So Vail, stop being like, this dude's a dick, but he's so lovable. Shut up.
But he has good qualities. Just leave him alone.
Vail.
Go make real
Vail.
Friends.
Boo. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Vail. I'm sure you're very nice, but not this time around. Okay. That was it. This was good episode. I feel like it was quick. It was easy. It was fun. This is what Summer House is going to be like. I'm so excited. Speaking
and
of
I
Summer
think
House,
we'll have some fun drama next episode, though. Ooh. Like, we didn't really get that much drama.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get some.
Next episode, I feel like we're going to have a lot more to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said about Summer House, go find our Summer House podcast called Summer is Fun. Season 5 should be all up by now or, like, close to being up by now. I don't know the timeline. But we'll also be doing seasons 1 through 4. So check that out. We're going to continue this Vanderpump podcast. We are doing it all. We're fucking doing it all. We have 1 season wonders. We already have 1 season out, which you can see on this podcast, and it'll be on its own 1 season wonders. Also, we're going to do another one that we're probably doing right now in a future time.
Yeah, there's a lot. See it all on our Patreon.
Fucking
go
to our Patreon. Yay. I think that's it. We love you more than a bottle of vodka.